Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Earlier today, the Cleveland Browns made a move. They told Joe Flacco, see you later. They sent this man to the Cincinnati Bengals. Dylan Gabriel will take over as QB1. What does this mean for the rest of the depth chart? Is Shador going to be there at number two? Is there someone else who will ultimately see play this season? The Browns are 1-4 trying to figure things out. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things Cleveland sports. You can catch him on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Joining us right now is Jonathan Peterlin. Jonathan, how are you?
JR, what's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm very well. And you? Are you surprised with the news that came down today? Flacco being moved?
Surprised in the sense that it was with the Bengals. We just don't see trades between the Browns and the Bengals. And so, like, I get why fans are upset today with the idea that you could potentially be helping out Cincinnati. I think the Browns are trying to do right by Joe. I think that's the messaging that they're going to put out there. But the Browns have no use for Joe Flacco at this point. And really, JR, you saw the first 4 weeks with Joe in a Browns uniform. He was atrocious. So it'll probably look better. It's got to look better than what it was in a Browns uniform this year. But yeah, I was surprised. To answer your question, yes, I was very surprised.
Yeah, Joe Flacco with 6 interceptions here in the first 4 games, or his first 4 starts with the Cleveland Browns. They give Dylan Gabriel that shot and opportunity out in the UK this Sunday. He did not throw an interception. What were your thoughts on looking at Dylan Gabriel's first start?
I've been calling it acceptable. Like you didn't see a generational quarterback. You didn't see a franchise quarterback. You saw a guy that did exactly what Stefanski wasn't getting from Joe Flacco, and that he wasn't turning the ball over, as you mentioned, although he did almost have an interception in there, but he didn't have an interception. You won the turnover battle. You still lost the game, but you won the turnover battle. He made an all right set of throws, but the problem, JR, was that he didn't throw the ball deep at all. Like, everything was very short, and when he did throw the ball deep, or at least attempt to, he was airmailing it by 10 yards. So they are far from out of the woods when it comes to the quarterback conversation, but it was an acceptable first start for a rookie quarterback.
Jonathan Peterlin is here with us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Knowing that Dylan Gabriel may not be the full-time, long-term guy, Shador Sanders automatically moves up to QB2 at this point in time. What are your thoughts on when and if we might see him, or is he going to get pushed to the back of the line again?
I mean, your guess would be as good as mine at this point, because the Browns just do crazy things often, and it seems like anytime you try to predict what they're going to do, they swerve and go a different direction. But if you made me to make my educated guess, I mean, we got to see what Dylan does first off. I think Stefanski truly wants Dylan Gabriel to just be the quarterback the rest of the season. Stefanski really does like what he's seen so far with Dylan. So, but I think we know how this goes. Like, JR, he probably is going to go 4, 5, 6 more games. Browns are going to stack up some losses, and you'll probably then at that point turn the reins over to Shador. And you give Shador a 5 or 6 game stretch to prove why the Browns don't need to take a quarterback in 2026, which right now seems like they're headed.
Oh, wow. Well, Jonathan, we've heard so much coming out of Cleveland that Shador you know, wasn't even getting reps with scout team, and then all of a sudden Joe Flacco is gone. Like, has he even been like a full participant? Is he window dressing? What has been his involvement with the team?
Yeah, it hasn't been too large as far as from like on a day in, day out practice setting. He's been doing scout team stuff. He's been here and there, and they've done, as reported, they've done extra stuff after practice to try to involve Shador. But to say that they're treating him as if he's like, you know, the bell of the ball, it's just not true. They're treating him like a fifth round quarterback, maybe a little bit better than that, but not too much better than that. I don't think the expectations are incredibly large from what the Browns have given us and told us in regards to Shador Sanders. So, like, we talk about it a lot because it's a hot topic and a lot of people care about Shador. I love Shador. I think he could be a wonderful pro, but the Browns just have not shown me that they see it the same way.
Well, Jonathan, I want to ask you about somebody who's on the receiving end of passes. It seemed like he had a bounce back year last year, and this year only 197 yards receiving, 15 catches. That's Jerry Jeudy. Has his output been more to do with the quarterback carousel, or is he just not as engaged?
So I wouldn't say not as engaged. I think that's inaccurate. I would question I like that you hinted to that, the idea that the quarterback output is just not good enough. Like, who has Jerry Jeudy had in his, forget the Browns for a second, in his career that you'd look at and be like, oh, that was it was set up for success there. Last year was his best season in the NFL, and he went through bad / hurt Deshaun Watson. You had Jameis Winston. You had Dorian Thompson Robinson. And then you take him through this year, and he's already through a stretch of old Joe Flacco into rookie Dylan Gabriel. Like, he has not had the right opportunities, but I can't make excuses for the drops. Led the league in the NFL last year in drops, had another missed in a crucial part of the game. A very well-placed ball by Dylan Gabriel, by the way. Another drop this past weekend in London. I'm not here to kill Jerry Jeudy. Do I think he's playing like a number one right now? No, I don't. But, yeah, if you wanted to cut him some slack, I'd understand it based off the quarterback around him.
Well, Jonathan, outside of that, it's taken some time for even Quinshon Judkins, due to his legal issues, to even get a shot or a chance here with the Browns. What are your thoughts on how he's been able to participate in the offense?
JR, I'm telling you right now, I think the Browns have a star in Quinshon Judkins. If I were you, I would start on your program day in, day out. I can't believe I called it a program. Don't know what that's about. But I would start day in, day out. I would start telling people to buy up all the Quinshon Judkins stock you could possibly get. He looks incredible. Listen, we've watched Nick Chubb for years, covering the Browns, being around the Browns, and I'm not saying he's Nick Chubb. That's obviously in a class of his own. But the early returns on Quinshon, what he's doing with this banged-up offensive line, not a talented offensive line, the yards after contact, he looks really, really good. So, like, years from now, you can be like, I heard it first from Jonathan. Quinshon, awesome at football. That's the early read.
Jonathan Peterlin is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. You had mentioned a name. It feels like you say that name three times and something happens. I don't know what it is. It's Deshaun Watson. Now that they've moved on from Flacco, what are the odds that we actually see Deshaun Watson play this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This year.
I hope zero, but you can never count out the idea that the owner, Jimmy Haslam, clearly has a soft spot for Deshaun. Like, you think somebody, JR, if I gave you a $235 million deal and you flat out embarrassed me for 3 years, you'd probably think I wouldn't be much of a friend at that point, right? But why is it that then Jimmy Haslam goes to Deshaun Watson's wedding over the summer? Like, there's a soft spot there for Deshaun. I can't quite make out why, but he's got one. And so I from a sitting here and having to talk about the Browns for 5 hours a day, it's a joy and it's a pleasure. But the unfortunate part for myself is when I have to discuss Deshaun Watson, because his play on the field wasn't good enough. And even if I were to take his play and completely remove it, I think he's just injured. I think he's a broken toy at this point. Shoulder injuries, he's had knee injuries, he's had everything under the sun. Like, I don't know if you stuck him out there that he'd be able to stay healthy for the time that you even need him to. So, like, I told you I'm buying Quinshon stock. I've already sold off all the Deshaun stock I can get. I think it'd be a miserable play from a fan perspective and from a trying-to-win-games perspective if they put Deshaun Watson out there.
And Jonathan Peterlin joining us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So winning games, we know, isn't the modus operandi here for the Cleveland Browns. The rest of the season is just an evaluation year, right? Does Stefanski stick around past this? He's been a two-time coach of the year.
So I maintain that how many coaches do you know that can go 6 years, have one playoff win, and keep their job at the end of it? It's not many. Like, in the NFL, you have to put up wins at some point. The saving grace for Stefanski in this conversation is that he is under the belief, has been widely reported, that he thinks he's going to have multiple years beyond this season. As if, like, the Deshaun Watson time, and I want to make this important to your listeners, because this always gets confused from a national standpoint. They think Stefanski had nothing to do with it, and it was all just Jimmy Haslam. Not true. Stefanski and Andrew Berry took the plan to get Deshaun Watson to Jimmy Haslam, and then Jimmy Haslam was the one that said, all right, we'll put the guaranteed money there, and that's how we'll get him there. So, like, everyone's at fault there. You don't get a pass from me for the involvement of Deshaun Watson. That was your and Andrew Berry's plan. You have to be held responsible for it. But the way that they're coaching this, JR, and the way that they're selling this to everybody, is that they basically got a mulligan for the Deshaun Watson experience, and they're starting fresh as of this season. Hmm. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think the bet against this would be that Jimmy Haslam is irrational at times, and he's been very patient with this group, that the losing will just catch up to him. But they've given us no indication to believe that Stefanski will actually lose his job at any point this season or even in the offseason. And it'd be incredible to me, JR, to see somebody go into year 7 and then even to year 8 with one playoff win on your resume. Only one through that long of a stretch. It's almost impossible to find a head coach that's been able to go through that way.
So how much longer, Jonathan, are Browns fans going to have to wear the brown paper bags or the dog masks?
I hope this is the last year. I hope 2026 they take a quarterback and then we're off to the races. I hope that, or if not that, I hope Shador comes in and puts the cape on and saves the day. Something has to happen here. But the foundation, it's just when you have the Deshaun contract, it takes a lot. Now, there's more talent in this team than I think a lot of the listeners you have out there right now know about or think about. And we can talk about the rookie class, for instance, and Schlesinger and Mason Graham and Judkins and Fannin and all these guys that seem like they're on an early track to be successful. So, but it feels further away than we've had really in the Stefanski and Berry tenureship. And that's why it's a hard time to sit there and try to go to bat for them. It's why I refuse to.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns right now sitting with a record of 1-4. Hey, look, Jonathan, we knew the quarterback carousel was going to roll. Didn't think that Flacco would be traded. It seems like I guess things are going according to plan. I thought it would go from Flacco to Gabriel to Shador, and maybe without him being traded, this is exactly what we should have all expected.
Yeah, it's funny when you like sound it out that way, or when you like you listen to like Jimmy Haslam in the offseason. And he said, he's like, yeah, well, I want to do Flacco into the two rookie quarterbacks. It's like, the blueprint's playing out. Like, they're doing exactly what Jimmy Haslam said that they would do. So from that perspective, maybe we shouldn't be so shocked. But we still have to see the second part of that, or the third part of that, play out. Because we'll be interested to watch and continue with Dylan Gabriel to see how that either develops or just falls flat on its face.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through the season. Not yet. Hey, Jonathan, thank you so much for the time. Hey, at least Myles Garrett is getting paid. I know he loves the quarterback play, right? That's working out for him.
Yeah, and he rebuilt everyone. Yeah, I signed this deal because we have a great quarterback plan. It's like, no, your plan was to get $40 million a year, and it worked. So congrats, Miles.
Yeah, congratulations to Myles Garrett. First row seat, front row seat to everything going on. Jonathan, tell everybody where they could follow you, listen to you, everything you do with the Fan in Cleveland.
At JP on Twitter, and then we're 2-7 daily at 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, you get the Odyssey app. You can do it there. We stream live every day now on YouTube, too. So you can catch us in a lot of places.
Hey, Jonathan, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks, JR. Appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.